equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
He breathed in Genesis chapter 2, and man became a living soul. He breathed again in Acts chapter 2, and we all got a new beginning in this earth. I want you to welcome tonight the General of Pentecost in the Pentecostal Palace World Harvest Church. Welcome to the platform, our speaker, our pastor, Dr. Rod Parsley. Give him praise, give him glory. We are now no longer spectators of the miracles. We're no longer just on the sidelines, fans of the message. That same spirit. Not a facsimile, not a carbon copy, not a picture. Not a third cousin removed four times by marriage. That same spirit that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God, now dwells inside your mortal body. Acts 1:8 said, show me the souls. Pentecostal people always clam up right here. Show me the souls. Pastor, show me the souls. Evangelist, apostle, prophet, show me the souls. And I don't mean that you carved a notch in your belt. I mean life transformation. And I'm talking about folks that were blind and now they see. I'm talking about folks you don't have to train how to pray. I'm talking about folks that have been transformed by the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Show me the soul. I don't care about your sermon. Show me the souls. Witnesses unto me, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the ends of the earth. Shout yes. Shout, show me the souls. Foundational Christian orthodoxy. Correct belief. Orthodoxy. Not just believe. Correct. Biblically sound. Theologically correct has been insulted and mocked, renamed and rebranded, neglected and abandoned, just relics on the ash heap of a culture-pleasing, user-friendly emerging church. Let me see you, tell you what I see emerging. Nothing anything like, but a mere shadow of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Misguided in morality. Yeah, God help me. Deficient in doctrine, derelict to their duty, speaking in silly, smiling, juvenile tones about everything except what the head of the church said justly warranted the greatest emphasis. There's a proliferation of so-called preachers. They have the profession that they are Pentecostal, but their poverty of power exposes them and their faux Christianity. Success in life packaged sermons are more suited for a self-help seminar at the local Days Inn. Than Pentecostal church services. Entertainment has climbed higher on the list of priorities than appealing to eternal souls. The gift of gab has replaced the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Smooth oratory has supplanted stammering lips possessed by the Holy Ghost, proclaiming God's power to save, to heal, to deliver. Away with your silly social media quips. Give me some preachers that want some discernment.
Well, stay right there, because we'll return to Pentecostal Revival If from the 40th installment of Dominion Camp Meeting in just a moment. I believe you're one of God's remnant revivalists. No longer satisfied to be a spectator, no longer just a fan of the message of Jesus, but one who is empowered by the Holy Spirit, fire baptized, a ready witness to change your world. Listen, the words penned by the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, are your divine assignment. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, that means your city. In Judea, that means your state. And Samaria, that means your nation. And to the ends of the earth. And today, dear friend, I need you. I need you as a co-laborer in Christ Jesus to lift up my arms as Aaron and Hur did for Moses, as together we reach this hurting world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, the forces of darkness would like nothing more than to silence my voice. They've attempted that for 50 years now. Your adversary and mine tried it 10 years ago, but today, I'm 7 times stronger and vocal cord cancer-free. Well, my friend, my dear partner, your generous Christ-like gift of $100 or more can help me proclaim this gospel through television. It's very expensive, as we've done now for nearly 50 years. In television alone. Now, ministering to hurting mothers and families through Breakthrough and the Breakthrough Women's Clinic, raising up a new, strong, courageous in their faith, ready to evangelize the world. Students at Valor Christian College, nothing like it in America. I'm ready to walk through that door that leads to new opportunities for spreading the kingdom of God. But I need to know you're standing with me, supporting us right here at Breakthrough. I prepared some very, very special ministry gifts just for you. They're going to build up your faith. They're going to strengthen the presence of the Lord in your life. You'll hear about them in just a moment. But please hear my voice today, would you? Let me hear from you today. I'm very, very sure that, like mine, your phone is right next to you. Or simply scan the QR code right there on your screen to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Now remember, I can't do it without you. Do something. No gift too large, no gift too small. Your gift matters to whether men or women, men and women will be in heaven or not. Take it to heart. Let me hear from you. Please do it today. And God bless you as you do.
The holy mandate and mantle on this global soul-winning ministry must fulfill its assignment. Your generous revival seed is your agreement with Dr. Parsley, trusting for this ministry's greatest miracle and your grace upon grace turnaround. To thank you for your revival seed of $100 or more, you'll receive the absolutely greatest gift set offered any time this year, including the powerfully anointed Camp Meeting Landmark message, Pentecostal Revival If.
We know why revival is stymied, because the Holy Ghost of God has been given his eviction notice from the premises.
Plus, a classic message remixed for a new generation that places you in a victory posture against your adversary, born to raise hell.
You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started.
For your $100 seed, we'll also add a third message and two best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. And today only, a very special bonus, the beautiful large print, rose gold-edged Jubilee Bible. Six gifts, together a $200 value. Available today for your seed faith gift of $100 or more. But you must hurry. Call now with your best revival seed or scan the QR code to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Effective gospel ministry always has a need, and Breakthrough's extremity becomes your opportunity for blessing. Give $100, $50, or your very best. Call or go online now for today's very special bonus gifts.
Somebody shout, we're Pentecostal people. I gotta hurry. Pick up your Bible, wherever you got it, however you got it. You got one? Lift it up. Without this Bible, you cannot understand God nor Jesus. But without the Holy Ghost, you would not have this Bible. He inspired it. He breathed in Genesis chapter 2, and man became a living soul. He breathed again in Acts chapter 2, and we all got a new beginning in this earth. I need somebody to shout, man. never ever attempt to base your faith on reason. And philosophy, apart from the Spirit of God, let God show you the pattern. We're helpless without the scepter of the supernatural. When we surrender that, we're left with nothing but the stunning reality of impotent religion. So the church limps along, surviving. On the life support of mechanical, man-made irrigation without the help of supernatural intervention. Lift your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, I repent. I need you. I need you. Now give him praise and give him glory. Enough of our memorized shout, our talk tongue, our learned dance. Quit getting in front of the mirror and practicing your dance and get prostrate on your face and ask the Holy Ghost to get a hold of you. Some of this stuff is as religious as the old word of faith, 2 and 4. I doubt David's real dance has hit any of us yet. But I believe it's coming. These are all but pitiful substitutes and sorry placeholders for the reality of Pentecostal power. Great God in heaven. Now I'm going to help every Pentecostal with this quote by Samuel Chadwick. For 50 days, the facts of the gospel were complete, but no conversions were recorded. Pentecost on day one registered 3,000 men, 3,000 women, and another 1,000 children from one 12-minute sermon. Father, fill us. Oh! Fill us, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with power to evangelize our families, our neighborhoods, our cities, and our nations. God in heaven, we pray for a fresh infilling and baptism of the Holy Ghost. And fire, send it now, we pray, lest we die.
Now, I've often said it, and it bears repeating. There's really nothing at all sedentary about Pentecost, like fire. It's always moving, always evolving, and it always needs more fuel. Because it's like the breath of God, the edict of God, carried out in those who've accepted the gift of the mighty indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. You've come to the kingdom, that's right, for just such a time as this. You have that Esther anointing. Now there's a divine disturbance in the heart and soul of a sleepy, slumbering church. But I must announce, revival is not coming. It's already here. And I'm here to place a demand on your faith today to become an active participant with me in spreading revival and the fire of the Holy Spirit far and wide around this hurting world. Your revival seed today. Do you hear me? Today will help me take this mighty fire of the Holy Spirit. So if you are doing it, to you, to your city, to our nation, and every day to this world, your seed faith gift right now of $50 or $100, so vital. Could you hear me? You know, folks today would give to almost anything before helping a Holy Ghost gospel preacher like me bring souls into the kingdom of God. What is more valuable, dear friend, than a soul? Your gift would be so very, very deeply appreciated today. Obedience was vital. It was absolutely necessary for the New Testament blessings of Pentecost. The 120 gathered together there in Jerusalem were commanded to go, tarry until you be endued with power. They sacrificed their plans. They took their time and they gave of their resources. You know what they said? None of them held anything as if it was their own. They freely gave and they spread the gospel to the known world inside 20 years. They obeyed. My dear, dear, precious friend, and the fire of God fell. The blessing spread like a blazing inferno around the world. Right now, I'm asking you, please obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sow your best seed for revival, for souls, for the Holy Spirit to sweep the earth again. For many, $50 would be your seed. For others, $100 or more, and for a very select group, so blessed of God, your seed could be that uncommon revival seed to spread the fire of God through breakthrough around the world. Of $1,000 or more. Now we need some of you. As end time prophecy comes to pass on a daily basis, it's never been more urgent to do everything possible to reach souls for the kingdom of God and of His Christ. I want to thank you for helping spread Pentecostal revival around the world. God bless your heart.
The holy mandate and mantle on this global soul-winning ministry must fulfill its assignment. Your generous revival seed is your agreement with Dr. Parsley, trusting for this ministry's greatest miracle and your grace upon grace turnaround. To thank you for your revival seed of $100 or more, you'll receive the absolutely greatest gift set offered any time this year, including the powerfully anointed Camp Meeting Landmark message, Pentecostal Revival If.
We know why revival is stymied. Because the Holy Ghost of God has been given His eviction notice from the premises.
Plus, a classic message remixed for a new generation that places you in a victory posture against your adversary, born to raise hell.
You are here to enforce the boundaries and the principles of the kingdom of God and bring increase to what he started.
For your $100 seed, we'll also add a third message and two best-selling books, Revival If and Pentecost If. And today only, a very special bonus, the beautiful large print rose gold-edged Jubilee Bible. Six gifts, together a $200 value. Available today for your seed faith gift of $100 or more. But you must hurry. Call now with your best Revival seed or scan the QR code to give safely and securely at rodparsley.com. Effective gospel ministry always has a need, and breakthrough's extremity becomes your opportunity for blessing. Give $100, $50, or your very best. Call or go online now for today's very special bonus gifts.
Calling all future world changers. Experience revival at Valor Christian College during VIP Weekend, September 19th through 21st. Come to Columbus, Ohio, and immerse yourself in the campus culture at the School of the Spirit with students and pastors from around the globe, all culminating with a special anointing service and ministry by Dr. Rod Parsley. You'll also experience powerful worship by international recording artist Trinity Anderson as we welcome her to World Harvest Church. Visit the event.vip to register for free. Spots are filling up fast. One weekend could change your life forever.
It was such a joy, privilege really, to meet so many breakthrough friends during our 40th edition of Dominion Kingdom Meeting. Such a sweet time of fellowship. It's like a family reunion, as the Apostle Paul wrote it this way in Philippians, to be like-minded, having the same love, being in unity with one mind, like you, as we used to sing, I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. If it's been some time since you've sent Joni and me a little card, a letter that we could hold and pray over your needs, let's make today the day we get to hear from you. Such an honor, great privilege to read your letters, to pray for you, and to pray with you in agreement and your family. Our address is right there on your screen. It's pretty simple. I think you can get it down quickly or remember it. I want to thank you for being so faithful in your support of Breakthrough. Please keep praying for me, will you? And for all of us here at Breakthrough, as we take this glorious gospel to the ends of the earth.